Hello, everyone. Welcome. Come on in. Say hello. I am going to rename myself. How is everybody today? Are we all freezing? Not freezing? It's been a little bit of a mix. Tonight, hello, Christy. I am here. We're here to talk about body image and intimacy. So if you have any questions, I want you to post them in the Q&A. You can post anonymously there if you'd like. You can also post with your name because, we're all friends here. And I love to hear how everybody's doing. This is a coaching call, though, so I'd love to see some hands raised. And yeah, let me know what is going on for everybody. Well, I see someone has their hand raised right away, so I'm going to pull you up. Looks like everybody can hear. Looks like, yes, we're all freezing. Me too. So, Liz, I'm going to promote you to panelist. And otherwise, you can carry on and chat in the chat. Just make sure if you have a question you'd like me to answer, that you actually put it in the Q&A so that I see it. Okay. So, again, Coach Lisa here, body image and intimacy. There you go, Liz. Oh, almost had you. There you are. How are you?
Oh, myriad of feelings.
Are you feeling brave? You raised your hand.
I'm actually scared.
Oh, then take a breath, okay? Because it's very normal.
My topic of discussion, I feel like I've like talked to death. I recently found out that my husband has been paying to watch women on live webcam behind my back. It was purely by chance because I thought his email was my email. And yeah. Also last year, sorry, what?
No, that's okay. What happened last year?
I was looking for something in his dresser, and I also found a book on, he had a book on sex addiction. Back to present day, I took a picture of the email and confronted him about it. And of course, he was remorseful and shamed about it. I surprisingly wasn't, at the time anyway, really angry. I was just kind of calm, cool, and collected. It was like, what is this? How long have you been doing it?
Do you think you were in a little bit of shock?
I think I wasn't surprised by it.
Okay.
This isn't the first time I found out a partner has been looking at porn behind my back.
Okay.
The
Do you,
webcam, though,
have
is
you ever, yeah, that's new. Do you
a
ever,
completely different entity.
do you ever look at porn with them? Like, is that a part of your sex and intimacy life?
No, it's not. I offered to make that a part of our sex life. But he said that he was, when he was doing it, he's disgusted by it, even though, and he was already turned on when he started doing it.
So for you right now, Liz, what is it that you're feeling right now? Because you seem a bit emotional about it, and that's normal, but what is it?
Oh, I just have stuff in my eyes. I feel a whole bunch of things about it. I tried to be curious about it. He shut me down. Saying that he was disgusted. Like, that's the whole main theme of when we were talking about it, he's disgusted by it. He says that I deserve better. And which triggers this thought of like, yeah, I deserve better, so why would you do this?
You agree with him that you deserve better
Oh yeah, I do.
than what? What is it that you deserve better than here?
Well, that brings on another whole set of feelings, like, am I too tolerant? Am I too soft? Like, is this one of those hard
Okay, so
limit
let's go back.
things that
Yeah, let's go back to that though. What is it if you got better than that, what would that be? Someone who's not got a sex addiction?
definitely somebody who would open up to me and say, hey, I noticed I have this problem.
So someone who would talk about it
Yeah.
and share it with you.
Yeah. My husband says that it's something that is hard to talk about. And I guess that's true with any kind of addiction, really, but
I would definitely say for myself, like when I first started with No BS and first started on this journey, I didn't talk to my husband about it very much at all. I had a lot of shame. I don't even know to this day that I've ever fully admitted to him the amount that I used to eat when I would binge eat and things like that. Because to me, there was so much shame out and around the behavior that I was doing. That it's tough to feel safe with somebody sometimes with that when we don't know if we can, if like how they're going to react. And especially just when we're feeling so much shame towards ourselves.
Yeah,
So that's
I
really
get that.
not.
And yeah, he says that he's shamed by it.
Is he going to do anything with this? Like, where is this going now?
There is a plan. He we're kind of in a transition period with him because he's gonna be starting a new job next week. But he is planning on getting help for this.
What does that look like?
So I posted this situation. Well, I posted it on Facebook and then I went to ask coaches about it because I
Yeah.
was having a really hard time with it, which is why I feel like I've been talking about it a lot.
So right now, do you feel like you're having a really hard time with it?
I find myself dwelling on it a lot. Even though there's an action plan and I've used Ask Coaches and I've gotten somewhere with that, I just, for
I'm
whatever
wondering,
reason, I keep coming back to this.
well, I'm wondering if I can be honest with you, if part of the reason is that there's a hypothetical action plan. There's not an
Yeah.
action plan that has dates. There's a he's starting a new job, so we'll see, and he'll get it, and at some point, and I'm wondering if that's part of, and you can tell me, no, I think you're wrong, but if it's partly that there isn't actually like, okay, by the end of February, or by the end of January, or something like that, that you can kind of hold on to.
Yeah, I can relate to that scenario. I think that could be one of the things, because he says, my husband said that once he starts his new job, he's going to call the VA because he's a veteran as well. And schedule an appointment with a therapist that deals with sex addiction, sex slash porn addiction.
Okay.
And
Does that work for you?
I don't really like the VA because we went through marriage counseling with them and they book out like 3 weeks at a time.
Okay.
So I don't know. And when he's done therapy in the past, it seemed like his therapists were changing all the time. So,
So that could be part of it, is that, like we said, the sort of the action plan that you're trying to like hold on to hope with isn't necessarily a solid action plan that really addresses your concerns. But we could go back to that too. What are your concerns right now?
that's going to turn out like it usually does. He'll do it for a certain amount of time and then he'll quit because he feels like he's not getting anything out of it. Or he's just humoring me because this is something I want him to do and he's not choosing it for himself.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that I'm having a hard time trusting him, trusting myself, because he wants to be intimate, aka sex, but when he wants it, I
Do you ever want it?
I have
This
a few
kicked off.
times after this,
Yeah.
but
How does he take it when you say no?
I feel like he gets disappointed.
Makes sense. That makes sense, probably, right? If he's saying he's
Yeah.
the moon and he'd like it, and then you're like, no, then he's disappointed. That's okay, isn't it? Like, are we, can we let him be disappointed in that moment?
Yeah, but I'm also afraid that he could be feeling like I'm rejecting him or I'm
But
disgusted
you
by him.
are. Okay, well, we disgusted is different, but you are technically rejecting him in that moment, and that's your right if you're not interested, right? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is it that you're not interested in general, or was that just like momentarily? Like,
There's a lot of elements to this,
yes.
because I feel like most of the time it's sex, like sex, like
Not making love. Is that what you're saying? Like,
he
not.
does say make love, but
Well, saying and doing are two different things.
right.
Right? Like, not to be crude too much, but I mean, yes, there's fucking and there's intimate
Yeah, right.
relations, right? Like, time and a place, maybe for both. So it's just for you to be really honest with yourself so you feel comfortable in the yes or the no, and knowing that that's okay.
I feel like most of the time he's just after the sex, even though I told him I need non-sexual affection.
Do you label what that is? Because I think
Hugs,
a lot of times
kisses,
we got to be specific.
touches.
No, we got to be real specific. Like, babe, I love it when you run your fingers through my hair, or I like it when you give me nice hugs as we're walking by each other, or you know what I mean? Like, we got to be
Yeah.
really specific. Do you think you have been, or could you be more?
On a few occasions, I have. But it just seems like everything turns sexual. Like, we'll be cuddling and then he'll get turned on, or he'll make innuendos, and it's like, it
And
gets
then,
overwhelming sometimes.
yeah, then how do you feel when you're feeling overwhelmed by the sexual talk that he brings up?
Not turned on. I feel like he turns into a fuck boy,
Yeah.
basically.
And then not in a good way. Okay. So that's the key that you're trying to, that you want to work on communicating that. I know we've brought it up in this call a number of times, but the book Come As You Are, have you ever looked at that book?
No, I haven't.
Somebody in the chat will probably be kind enough to post who the author is, Emily Nagoski or something along those lines, but they can type it in the chat. One of the things I think she does really well in that book is talks about how women and men, we tend to have like an accelerator and a brake pedal. And over our lives, how they operate does change and evolve. When things like this happen, again, it can change and evolve. Certain things that maybe once upon a time, maybe when you first met him, you were turned on by the sexual innuendo and the stuff like that. That would be something that would push on your accelerator and get you going. Now, since you have this information about the sex addiction, the online porn stuff, it could be something that's really pushing on your brakes more than your gas. So that's again something that can be great to communicate, to be able to communicate with him. And I think there's a lot in that book, if you want to like get into that, that could be helpful as far as how to communicate these things that, you know, look, this is the type of thing that's not doing it for me right now. And this is, I think, where for you, you're going to see, is he willing to put in the work with you to work on rebuilding some of what's gone on here? The like, you know, it's like the foundation's a little shook. There's pieces that might be missing, and we maybe need a little bit more reassurance and connection and intimacy without intercourse. We did before. We want a little reassurance that, you know, that he's into this with you and to help you be into it with him. You probably have images in your mind that aren't going well with trying to get intimate with him right now.
So a lot of, well, if he did this, and he says he's not going to do it anymore, but after a while, what else is he going to do? There's like a, if not this, then this
Yeah.
situation.
Then how is he going to meet that need or be able to deal with that desire that he had that drove him to do it in the first place? And that's where the whole, like for him, the whole therapy support thing comes in. But again, that's his work to do.
Yeah, and I acknowledge that. I've talked to my therapist about it too. And there's a lot of elements here that I can't control, and I acknowledge that. It's just hard for me to extricate myself from his story
Yes.
and not be in the story of, well, what about me? What about my thoughts, feelings, and opinions? Because I know it's not about me.
Yes.
It
But
just,
now when
it's
it's
just hard
true.
to not get stuck there.
Yeah. So that's the part you want to work on rewriting, is what is your story? What do you need as far as intimacy, connection? Like, and maybe just let him know flat out, look, maybe actual intercourse, you want it to be on your terms. You'll let him know. And, but you want some intimacy. You want to work on building that. Or maybe you want to wait until he gets some help on his own. Like, these are the choices that you get to make to put yourself in control here. And I think when you take some of those steps to kind of make decisions, am I going to work on it? Or do I want him to work on himself first? And if so, dates. Dates are a thing that give you more certainty. And then you got to stick to it. You got to decide, what do I really mean? Don't start setting, like making threats. You know what I mean? We're not in this to, you know, we're trying to communicate, not just threaten with it. Like, but you want to set some boundaries for yourself of, if this, then this is what I'm going to do. If he doesn't get help, if he doesn't have his first appointment by the end of February, I'm going to do what I, you know, you get to decide though what that is. I think that's something to like kind of brainstorm, talk to your therapist about, and then make
I've
decisions.
told him that I. If his therapist gives him homework, I'd like to see it. And so we can talk about it together. And then he's like, what if they don't give out homework? Then there's got to be some kind of proof that he's actually doing what he's going to say he's doing.
Maybe you could give them some examples, even. Like when I'm working on this, this is what I'm doing on a weekly basis. Maybe it can open up even more communication between the two of you so you can both have a deeper understanding. There's also likely books and stuff like that that you could look for as well that can help support this. But
I've done a little bit of research on like what to do in this kind of situation because I feel like I don't know what is appropriate for this kind of
what I would offer, there's no right or
situation.
wrong. The woman that gets up and leaves is no more right or wrong than the woman that stays and goes to therapy with him or says, you know what, I don't care. Don't spend money on it, though. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's anything right or wrong about it. It's what works for Liz, right? That's what matters here, is what works for you. And what feels right to you to honor and choose yourself. Like you'd said about, I don't deserve this. Well, what do you deserve? Because I think there are a lot of women that, well, probably don't feel like I don't deserve a man that watches porn. Oh, why not? I don't know. It's fine. But it's the behind the back thing. It's the live webcam thing that it sounds like. It's the whole not conversing about it and being open and communicating what it is he actually needs. How does that feel right now?
Oh, a lot of thought work. Maybe asking him what it is that he needs.
How about deciding what you need?
That's a good question too. All I know is right now I have school and I'm working and taking things day by day, so
So you could also let them know it's, you know, I'm going to work on school and working and taking things day by day.
yeah.
But I do expect in the coming month or so, whatever, a couple months, that you will have appointments with somebody and you will start working on the addictive part of this behavior. Because it, with the amount of remorse and shame that he's brought up to you, that's something he could work on.
Yeah. It is definitely a sign for me that he needs to go get professional
Support.
help for his mental health 'cause
Yeah. Nobody wants to be disgusted by themselves. That's not like a an even state to be at, right?
and he seems to rely on his religion a lot, which, you know, I feel like that could be part of him getting professional help because just his religion by itself isn't doing anything.
No.
It's only taking him so far,
It's probably
I feel
doubling down
like.
on the disgust, the shame, the remorse, but it's not actually going to the core of the how do we take next steps forward. And that's where I want you to keep coming back to yourself of, well, what do I need? Do I want to be intimate? Do I want to be sexual? Do like what do I want? And then let him know that this is what you need right now. Could just be today, this week, and go from there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Keep talking and ask coaches and keep bringing it up. Let us know, how you're doing as you go along, okay?
I will. I've also been talking with my accountability partner, Stephanie Drury, and she's helped out a lot too.
Love her. Good. That's excellent. And again, if private coaching is an option, working one-on-one is very helpful with stuff like this because we can deal with it in real time,
Yeah.
right? Not just a sort of every other day thing and ask coaches. So
Right.
if that's an option, you can reach out and get more information about that. But otherwise, you're doing all the things. But
All the things.
you got to pay attention to what you need, Liz, and sometimes that could just be a break from it too.
Camp is going to be my break. I've already booked my hotel room and everything. Well, except the plane ticket. That's the only thing I have left. I can't wait. I'm so
Nice.
excited
I
for it.
can't wait to see you in person then. That will be awesome.
I can't wait to see you and meet you.
That will be so, I'm so looking forward to it. Well, I'm so glad you raised your hand and thank you. Don't feel free to do it again. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Lisa. I
Right.
appreciate your help.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Kristen, you have your hand up. We don't have any questions, so we're doing okay here. Alrighty. Yeah, it was one of those situations where we always want to remember that we can't change somebody else. We can only ever really work on ourselves. And so make sure we're not getting stuck in that cycle of thinking that as long as they get fixed, then everything's better. All right, Kristen, I can.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. Hello.
I had a privacy screen on, I forgot
Oh.
about.
All right. How are you tonight?
Good. I have a question that's unrelated to the coaching I want.
Okay.
I don't know. I was looking for like intimacy cards, but not like talking intimacy cards, like, cards that we could do together. And it would be like, oh, rub my back for 5 minutes, or like, massage. Like, do you know of any that? Because everyone I find is like deeper discussions and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I swear, I bet you could find them on Amazon. Any sex stores would have them as well, but it also depends on how deep you're trying to get as far as the rub my back, or are you trying to get to like kiss my something? I mean, I have dice even that do that kind of thing that say, so it really depends on what you're looking for. You can always make stuff yourself too.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
Like going
trying to
old
press the
school,
easy
but
button.
yeah, if I was to press that easy button, I would look for it on Amazon is what I would do. I bet you would find something there, and that should be pretty easy. Christy in the chat mentioned the Gottman deck cards. Yeah, there is an app, the Gottman app. There is an app, and I believe one of the sections is in it is I actually have the app, is something about that. I'm just not sure. I think it might be more conversational, but I
Okay.
think that's a great idea. And 100%, you should find them and then you should go on Facebook and you should share. Okay.
Okay, I'm not on Facebook,
Okay. Well, send it in to support and I will
but
post it.
okay.
Okay. Because it
Sounds
really
good.
depends on the level of like spiciness, yes, that you're looking for. So, but there's lots of different fun things. There's also books you can get that like talk about date nights and stuff like that. If you're looking for something to spice things up, that's what I would be looking for.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
So mine is body image issues. So last month, I finally noticed how big my clothes were on me. So sorry, I don't know why I'm getting emotional about it.
Okay, take a breath. It's okay. We're not in a rush.
I went shopping a couple weeks ago and I bought a couple of things.
Okay.
And I just think I'm so afraid to wear them.
Why is that?
It feels like it's a fluke.
Okay.
I don't know why, like
What if it is though? What if it's a fluke, but you put tomorrow you wear something that fits the size body you have right now, then what?
like I'm afraid that like I bought stuff that will not fit, like that I'm gonna like
Did
try and
you?
wear it. No.
Oh, okay.
No. It just like I'm really struggling to catch up with
Yes, with your
like
body.
yeah, I mean it's very different and it's like I can definitely recognize my old clothes where it's like, oh gosh, I look ridiculous going out in public now, like
Okay.
so I'm like I'm just trying to find this bridge this gap of like wearing these new clothes and feeling confident wearing new clothes and you know
What would
just
it feel like though? Like, can you picture what confidence would feel like in your body? How would you know?
I think it's like you know shoulders back like standing up really tall and
Okay.
you know feeling like you own the space that you're in.
And I'm gonna guess that when you're wearing the clothes currently, or you're not, while are you walking around like that now?
Maybe like you know a little bit but not you know I think I'm just so worried that it's going to be like you don't belong wearing this.
Are you worried about who? Who's going to say this to you?
Know what?
Okay, but these are the answers.
Myself.
Okay, so you're going to put them on and you're going to think, I don't belong. I want you to just think that and breathe for a minute. Is that true that you don't belong?
No.
Okay. Where do you have to go tomorrow?
I work at a shelter, an animal shelter, so
Okay. What are you doing for the rest of today?
staying home.
Could you put something on that you bought and just wear it at the house tonight?
Yeah, like this shirt I'm wearing, like we went to the theater last month and I was like, I'm not trying it on. I'm just buying the size that, you know, I haven't worn in a long time. And, you know, I was like, I got it home and that's when I finally tried it on. And I was like, oh, okay, like it actually fits and it's even looser than when I bought it. So.
Okay. So this fear is coming up because of like that worry that you said that your nervous system is reacting and saying this is some kind of fluke. You don't like this isn't you.
Yeah.
But what I want you to remember is like you said, outside of your body, not one of us wears a shirt that has our size on the front of it.
Yeah.
So nobody's ever going to know, first of all, what size your clothes are. They may notice. Oh, hey, you look nice today. Then I want you to catch it because your brain might make it mean something. Oh, see, they noticed. And it's like,
Yeah.
that's the stuff that I want you to kind of like it, you know, like, have you ever watched the shows where like a fire pops up somewhere and it's like, psh, there's a little fire, psh, there's a little fire. That might be what happens if when you wear these clothes and you go out, these little like, psh, psh, thoughts are going to come up, danger, danger. And you want to remind yourself, I'm okay. It might take some, you know, of the nervous system work we've talked about in the membership a lot. You know, that could something like, you know, where I put my hand on my heart often because that's where I tend to feel most things. It maybe you give yourself a little decompression pep talk before you go out. As soon as you put the clothes on. Harry Potter wand snaps. There you go. Just remind yourself, I'm okay. A sentence I use a lot is right here and right now, I am safe. Ground yourself, remind yourself, I'm the same person standing here. I'm safe right now. Have you gained, lost is like,
No, I mean, it's like this. I don't know if it's like, I feel stupid saying it, but like this program has almost been too easy.
yeah.
Like, in terms of like, so I was going back through my, like, I joined in August. I was going back through my journals from the previous year, and I noticed that I was kind of doing the program without realizing I was doing the program. And then, like, this whole accountability of all the resources, I've gone even further. And I think it's like, I just maybe don't feel like I've earned it, if that makes sense. 'Cause it's like, I step on the scale and I'm shocked every time I step on the scale. Like, and I even try and do the like, okay, well, what if you step on and you gain 10 pounds to like kind of prepare myself for it. And it's like, and I'm always like, oh, you're down. Oh, you're down. Oh, you're down. Like, and I never expect it. It always comes as a shock to me.
Okay. So when you say it's easy, what have you been doing that's made it easy?
Drinking my water has always been really good. Just I like meal prepping has been really good, but like listening to my body and like going, oh, the serving size isn't the container I put it in. It's, when my body is telling me it's enough, which has been like, okay, great. This is another extra meal that I have, and it's.
Okay. So reminding yourself you are doing the things and the weight is coming off because you're doing those things. You're listening to your body. So now we just want to get in touch, like you say, with the body image.
Yeah.
So it can start with just the clothes that you wear. It can start with things like looking in the mirror and just acknowledging this is my body, noticing how it's changing.
Yeah. I mean, I think I struggled, like, before I took a shower, this, like, I looked in the mirror and I was like, have I even lost weight? I just couldn't even tell tonight. Like, there have been days where I can see it, and then there are days where I can't. Yeah.
Okay. So this is my body. This is just my body. That could be something you can repeat over and over. Anytime you look in the mirror, anytime you have those thoughts, it's just this is just my body. And breathe. Where do you feel the, like, do you feel something physically right now?
I just feel low pressure stomach,
Okay. Okay. So just reminding yourself, I'm okay. I'm just having these thoughts. It's interesting the idea of deserving it or not deserving it or earning it. That's what you were saying,
Yeah.
earning it. Would it feel better if you earned it? Like, I don't know how we could even decide that you haven't earned it because, you've been doing this stuff since August.
Yeah.
This is the key. This is the key that I work with other people on too, is trying to get us all to this place where it is just easy.
Yeah. I think that's part my problem is like I'm waiting for the catch of like this does feel too easy, and I'm waiting for the hard. And
Well, I think you just found it, didn't you?
yeah.
Honestly,
Yeah.
the hard for you is in accepting that it's safe, that it's okay, and that you can wear clothes that fit your body, that it doesn't have that extra meaning. What do you think that is, even this extra meaning? Because your brain is making it mean something.
My book club this month, we read a book which I highly recommend to everybody. It's called Tilda Is Visible.
Let me write it down. Tilda is visible. Okay.
And it's about like women like being invisible in their lives. And in the book, people start like pieces of them start disappearing. And I think that's what it's been. Like, I have always been, the people pleaser, the quiet person, the like,
Okay.
do what's expected of me and, I do for others. And it's like, I'm finally at this point where I'm doing things for myself that, like, I've never done before. And like, even like, I went to my doctors and I was like, about my health. And he's just like, well, how long have you been dealing with this? And I'm like, for decades. He's like, well, why now? And I'm like, because I can finally take that time to be okay. I can take this time for myself, and I can, and it's not selfish. It's, I can take care of myself, and it's okay. I think I've always been taking care of everybody else, and now it's finally, it feels like it's finally my turn.
And so you've been doing that.
Yeah.
But your nervous system now, when it comes to wearing clothing that fits, is saying, wait, wait, wait.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Has this ever happened with anything else in the past?
Not that I can think of.
No. Where all of a sudden you're like, so here's one way that we know this is, we can think about this stuff and we can try to like change our thoughts or move our thoughts or stuff like this. But when something is like kind of out of proportion, like our reaction to it is out of proportion for what's actually happening. Because if I said to you, well, I put some clothes on and then I like was a mess and I'm crying and I'm like, you'd be like, what? You just all you did was put some clothes on, right? But so that's how we know that it's more like our nervous system is kind of activated for some reason here. There's something that is going on, some learned pattern at some point or something like that, where this type of change, maybe it's related to the not having earned it, maybe it's the what if it leaves, that kind of thing pain that's being activated, which we've got to just work on settling it, which is why I say for you with the clothing, starting with a like a less out there way where just put them on at home. And then just start to pay attention to how it actually feels to wear them. Right? Because you may find you're actually more comfortable because you're wearing something that fits your body. You could experiment with, like, the new pants, but with a regular top that you, like an old top. See, how does that feel? Is that a better introduction for you, a little safer? But then do some work on, we have the different methods of breathing, the box breathing, trying to get out of your head with it, tapping. There's a whole page of resources on the website for nervous system techniques. And I would like you to try some of those and see what actually helps in the moment when I get activated like that, because that's what's happening. Your body thinks there's a huge problem, like a big fire coming up, and you want to remind it it's not. They're just some clothes that I'm putting on. We're okay. What's coming up for you as I talk through that?
It like to hear you talk the way you're saying it makes me like my head is going, oh my God, you are so silly that this like, because you make it sound so rational. And I'm like, yeah, this is crazy that this is what I
No,
worry over.
this is very rational. Your brain is loving what's happened and scared shitless you're going to lose it. It makes so much sense. This is a panic. This is the pl this. So this is again, this what just happened, very normal.
Yeah.
What happened was, once we start to notice and make sense that, oh, maybe this doesn't have to be as big a deal, your brain then goes to judgment of, well, then why the hell were you thinking this in the first place? And that's where step two. No thanks. It was just not helpful. Kind of like, you ever get in an accident and you get out of the car and start screaming at this happened to my husband specifically, but got out of the car, started screaming at the guy, and then this older man looks up at him and goes, I have a heart problem. He's like, oh my God, okay, wait. How can I help? Like, what can we do? Right? But your nervous system gets jacked right up immediately. It's like that adrenaline rush. So
Yeah.
we do want to work on not judging it and just saying, I get it. Thanks for bringing this stuff to my attention. The way you're looking at it, yeah, that could be kind of scary that you're worried that this is going to go. We're good. What would you do if you did gain weight?
Probably. Rewatch like the four basic videos again and see like where I'm sliding, where I'm letting things slide.
You would do some investigating. You'd figure out, okay, what's going on? Just like you're doing with this. And when you figured out what was going on, what I would want you to not do is start judging and go, oh, well, that's silly. I can't believe you're doing that. No, it's like, okay, no. I want to celebrate. I looked, I figured it out. Okay. So your homework is to put the clothes on at home.
Okay.
And if it feels like torture, I don't know. How do you think it's going to feel? I mean, you've already got a shirt on that fits.
I don't think it feels like torture. I think it's like the thought of like once it's on, it's okay. It's like it's going to put it on that's like, oh my God, what it like really, what if it wasn't real? Like, you know, it's like they say you love it best in the dressing room. So it's like, okay, well, what if it fit there? But like all of a sudden I drove 10 minutes home and it doesn't fit now, type thing. And I know that.
Let's answer it. If that's a concern, what would you do?
Exchange it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could exchange it. If all of a sudden it is, I don't know, we were mistaken. We get home and now you're thinking it's going to be too small. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. You'd have choices, right? I could take it back. I could exchange it. I could return it. I could hang it in my closet. I could give it away. What if it does fit?
I don't think like that. I that doesn't cross my mind of like what if it does fit?
I know. That's why I'm asking. I asked it. You didn't. What if it does fit, Kristen?
I mean, I think it would. You know, like I want to feel comfortable in the clothes that fit because I really, you know, like going out in clothes that are way too big, it's just like I'm that I think people would comment on more, like, why are you wearing this thing that like clearly does not fit you?
So is it because of the size that they are? Like the number?
It could like I had no idea how to shop for jeans in a normal store. Like
Yeah, I get it. I 100% get it. Yeah.
I still don't even understand what size I actually am based on what the numbers were on the jeans. But and that's the thing is like so like I went out and I was like I told my husband I just need a couple of tops and I tried on a couple of tops and I was like, okay, I'm gonna grab a pair of jeans. He's like, I was waiting for you to realize that your jeans also don't fit. Like, you know, and he's very, you know, good because he's just like, your brain just hasn't caught up with where your body is. Like,
So I want you to be gentle with it, right? Because when you lose weight like that, that it can, it 100% is a very normal thing. I still remember being in a store and I'm overlooking at the like the biggest sizes they have, and this woman comes over to me, says, "Ma'am, can I help you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm this is what I'm looking for." And she goes, "Well, I think your size would be over here." And I just looked at her like she had two heads. Like, what are you talking about? And she was right. But again, I was like, oh, it was kind of embarrassing, but I was like, okay. And then over I went and looked there. But then I've also had the other experience of going into a store where I was trying things on, and I was trying things on ranging from a medium to a 2XL, and they were all fitting. So it's like, you just want to notice that it's just a number.
I mean, I don't want to be focused on sizes. I don't want to be focused on the number on the scale, even though I know it.
Yes.
My brain still likes to go there. I do like I want to feel comfortable and I want to feel confident in the clothing that I wear.
Okay. So then it sounds to me like I bet you this is going to be easier than you think. You're going to put the clothes on. If you have a reaction to it as you're doing it, I want you to remember that's your nervous system acting out. You're going to talk to it. You're going to take a moment. And this can happen for in many different types of situation, right? Like I said, when we notice that our reaction is maybe over the top of what's actually happening here, that's how we know it's our nervous system. And our nervous system is a whole bunch of energy running through our body. So you want to practice just trying to shift that energy, ground that energy. These are all the like terms we use, right? Really, to me, the most basic way I think is getting it to move a little bit. So it's not like a hard pit that's like throwing a fit. We can do that by breathing. We can do that by breathing in different ways to kind of move it. My favorite is the tapping. You can do it by, any kind of movement that gets stuff moving in your body, even like keeping your hands up. Like all of a sudden, all your arms, you're feeling tingly and all of that. So anything like that is going to help kind of distract in a way from your nervous system freaking out and help it calm down. Okay. All right. Well, I would love to hear how that goes. So, and if you do find the cards, I did look it up. There's so many different ones. You're going to need to look it up to decide for yourself kind of what you're looking for. But super easy. I just literally searched intimacy cards and on Amazon, so many different options come up, but look for something that speaks to what you're looking for to get what you want out of it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for coming on. Okay, change role to attendee. There we go. And nobody else has their hand raised. We are almost out of time. Is there any more questions? Anything anybody else sort of wanted to touch on? Just looking through the chat here to see. Oh, if you want dice, there's a link in the chat to find dice. I love the dice. It's fun to try something new. I've also had in the past scratch-off cards that were kind of like date ideas, fun ideas for evening out, that kind of thing. Okay, Jen has her hand raised, so I'm gonna grab you, Jen, and that will be it for tonight. Let's see. Yeah, sometimes it's forgetting, reminding yourself to actually use the things that you have. 100% agree. Jen, how are you?
Good.
Good, snuck in here at the last minute. How can I help?
Oh, I just have a, I have a, like a quick,
Okay.
maybe it's more of a meta question.
All
So,
right.
because it came up on like a podcast that I was listening to today that was a, somebody was talking about body image as well, in terms of sex and like how they were talking about how as they were getting older and their body was changing, they were having a hard time, feeling sexy in their body. And that in the past, and I related to it because I'm like, you know, in the past, like, when I've been smaller and younger, I felt a lot sexier and I got a lot of energy from that. And as I'm getting older and I'm a lot heavier now, I don't feel like that anymore. So it's hard to get the energy. But anyway, but the
response that I always hear on that is, if your other person, if the other person thinks you're sexy, then that's all you need. Go for it. It's kind of like this, like,
So you're telling me I need to start a podcast on this. Is that what you're saying to
yeah.
me?
Well, it's
That's
just like
old.
I don't understand when you hear like all this. I feel like I'm yelling. I'm talking very loudly. I feel like I always hear this, like, as you're losing weight and you're trying to get a hold of your own body image, is like, don't care what anybody else thinks, and it's all about you and how you feel. And then as soon as it comes to sex, it's like, oh, don't worry about how you feel about yourself. You only
Yes.
need to worry about what your partner thinks. And I'm always like, I can never wrap my head around it. I always feel like it's such bullshit. And so I'm just curious your perspective on that, because it's very confusing to me. So there you go.
My
That's my
take,
question.
there you go. That's a great question. My take on that would be, yeah, in a way it's bullshit. In a way it's not. I think the one part, like what I would guess they're trying to say with that is if your partner tells you they think you're sexy, then trust that they're not fucking lying to you. That's what
Right.
I would
Like, I
think.
get that, but like, how
That
does
they
that
do.
make you feel better about yourself? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
No, that's not gonna. The only thing that's going to change is when somebody has that concern. The concern that they don't. What if they don't think I'm sexy? Some people have that on top of they also don't feel like
Right.
sexy. You can come at it both ways. So, mainly what I would say to that though is it's less about thinking and it's more about getting into your body. You got to get out of your head because it's your head that's coming up with these sentences about how you feel and about, oh, I don't have the energy. I don't like I'm too heavy, whatever it is. You got to get out of your head and get into the moment and get into the sensations and the feelings. And well, at first I said get out of your head. Now I'm going to tell you to get in your head, but like get into it with something that does get you going, whether it's watching certain shows or movies or porn even, or if it's not always the same. Like it's not usually as visual for women as it is for men, but that's also a bit of a stereotype. Some women it is. Often for women it's reading books. So that's where I say like some of it is get the thoughts running through your head. Flirtation, right? That kind of thing gets you going a little bit more. I remember Coach Christie used to always say that women, we are more like crock pots and men are like microwaves. So we are that slow burn. And that's the thing. For women, it comes back to the what is it that pushes on your gas pedal here for getting you excited and turned on? And that changes over time. Right.
That's such a much better, oh, thank you. That's just such a much better answer and way to frame it, because I always hear the other one and I'm always like, that makes my head want to explode. So,
Yeah.
okay.
No, I think that's really only addressing one thing.
Right. Yeah.
I've had that question from women too, where there's like, well, how do I know my partner thinks I'm sexy? Well, did they say they do or don't? Like, if they said they do, then you have to trust what they said. And if they're lying, well, that's on them. Like, otherwise, no, like you're not going to know from physical things, as we well know, as a men age anyways, they might be quite into it and their bodies may not be functioning the way that they used to. So again, it's not an example of whether they're into it or not. Same thing with dryness. For when that first started for me, we had it, my husband and I had to have conversations about it because he took it to mean I wasn't into him. No, but I mean, when you're in your 20s or whatever, isn't that, what we all say? Oh, I'm so wet. Like, as if that means I'm turned on. And it, just because I'm not now doesn't mean I'm not. Like, right?
Get it.
So it is much more, yeah. You got to get the right stuff in your head, and then you got to work on dropping into your body and going with the sensations and the feelings.
Well, thanks. I just wanted your 2 cents on that. So
You're welcome. You kind of got my $5 worth. So
there you go. No, that's great. All right. Thanks.
it. No more questions. All right. Well, I will talk to you next time. Let's put you down here. Yeah, that was such a great question and so nice that you came on camera actually, Jen, to go through that. Great way to end the call tonight. So I will see everybody in February, I guess. We're at the end of January. Don't forget. This
Sunday is actually, I think there's a coaching call, and then I am doing the regain call because not only am I your body image and sex coach, but I am also going to be the regain coach from now on. So you got regain questions, I'm there for you, and I will be hosting that call this Sunday. So if you have any questions about how to handle a regain and what to do, I will be there for you. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye.